for No award-winning show. Yeah, the king and queen of slapdashery themselves, Mulder War and Shay from the Bay. Together, they are the curated catastrophe.
And now for something completely different.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shay and Maldoror aren't over there fucking things up.
This is Maldoror's mom. I love listening to Radio Valencia FM. 87.9. Oh. Fuck. On 87.9, Radio Valencia.
Ma chambre a la forme d'une cage. Le soleil passe son bras par la fenêtre. Les chasseurs à ma porte comme les petits soldats qui veulent me prendre. Je ne veux pas travailler. Je ne veux pas déjeuner. Je veux seulement oublier. Et puis je fume. Déjà j'ai connu le parfum de l'amour.
Putting screen doors on local submarines since 2019.
Mais qu'est-ce que ma journée est bonne? Me suis levé du bon pied. Oui, je vais le prendre mon pied et je lèverai seulement pour la danse de la joie. C'est la danse de la joie. Le réveil est facile. Le caca est parfait, même pas besoin que je l'essuie. Sentiment universel. Dehors il fait soleil et dedans aussi. Comme une journée d'anniversaire. 0 à ses 35 ans. Mon style est clinquant. Je sais même plus trop comment j'ai fait. Je suis frais comme si j'avais 20 ans. Tu sais ce que ça fait. Non c'est indécent. Je rigole pour rien, je souris bêtement. La vie est biscuit. Comme une journée de déconfinement. Non merci. Mon verre est à moitié rempli. Y'a les jours sans. Les jours avec. Ce sera avec ce coup-ci. Mais qu'est-ce que ma journée est bonne? Me suis levé du bon pied. Oui, je vais le prendre mon pied et je lèverai seulement pour la danse de la joie. C'est la danse de la joie. Le bonheur est bien la seule chose qui, quand on la partage, se multiplie. Je vois la vie en rose, dis-moi, est-ce que tu la vois aussi? Si le bonheur des autres te rend malheureux, c'est que t'es un rageux. Si le malheur des autres te rend heureux,
c'est qu'un rageux. T'as peur d'être triste quand t'es joyeux, et tu veux être joyeux quand t'es triste. Tu profites jamais vraiment de ce moment présent, en fait t'es juste dépressif. Tout ce que je sais, c'est que s'il se tourne vers le soleil, l'ombre est derrière lui. Et s'il est pas né de la dernière pluie, c'est qu'après l'orage viennent les éclaircies. Mais qu'est-ce que ma journée est bonne, me suis levé du bon pied. Oui, je vais le prendre mon pied et je lèverai seulement pour la danse de la joie. C'est la danse de la joie. L'humeur, ce n'est qu'un point de vue. Tu choisis pas si tu vois le bon côté des choses ou pas. C'est parce qu'il y a des bas qu'il y a des hauts. Et parce qu'il y a des hauts qu'il y a des bas. Y'a pas de débat d'idéaux. Non, comme un idiot fait des pas de la danse de la joie. C'est la danse de la joie.
Si vous écoutez ce titre d'ouverture, vous savez qu'il s'agit de Cura Catastrophe sur RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I wanna sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit.
C'est reparti, salaud, oui, point. Vous écoutez The Cure of Catastrophe avec Maldoror et moi, Shy from the Bay. Oh, attends, attends, une seconde. Voici la partie préférée de Maldor.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
You are listening to a new episode of The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, which wasn't quite dead air, but we're almost there.
Hey.
This is an episode actually about kings. No kings, queens, yes queens, royalty, and all of this. But before we acknowledge the theme that Maldor wanted to do, we're going to completely ignore it, because that's what I do. And we're going to acknowledge this is the last episode before his French sabbatical.
Am I going to France?
If you're wondering why everything is in French, it's because he can't stop talking about it. So there is a week that was coming right up that serves as evidence. But before that, we heard Sympathique by Pink Martini, Bonjourné by Stromae, a double shot of royal French royalty, MC Solar. We'll close it out. But here's the week that was.
You know, I'm going to be in, I believe I mentioned I'm going to be in France for the next 3 weeks.
Go ahead and keep mentioning.
Except my friend in France who's sending me photos of the...
Because
the
you're village. Going to France.
Because I'm going
every
to
time
France.
You, dude, every time you get to mention France, I get to mention Dead Mom. Yes.
Wait. I've still got a lot in the bank then.
Anyway.
I didn't tell racist jokes on air that week.
No, dude, you did sexist jokes though.
No, you did racist.
Yeah, you do sexist.
Did not that week.
Okay.
I believe I mentioned I'm going to be in France.
Rencontrée, c'était en Italie. Elle filmait le chaos, exposait l'harmonie. Elle aimait ce qui était voué aux gémonies. C'est donc qu'elle était loin de toute hégémonie. Elle photographiait les papillons de nuit, exaltait les couleurs de sombre graffiti. Menait en galerie les œuvres des trottoirs. Cela pour éclairer toutes les formes d'art. Maintenant reconnue de Sydney jusqu'à Rome, elle a documenté et compilé des sommes. Et pour ce témoignage de la vie des hommes, je dis merci la zone, elle dit merci la zone. Si j'écris cette lettre, c'est pas de la nostalgie, c'est quelques souvenirs qui reviennent aujourd'hui. Et quand on me demande ce que j'ai fait dans la vie, j'étais un apprenti maître de cérémonie. pourtant. Nous on est dans le Vercors, on cherche des soirées, des afters et des before. Un nom sur un nameplate, alors on crie fort. Et parfois qu'on s'appelle, on peut pas appeler la CAFOR. Les mecs sont passionnés, ils pensent que c'est temporaire. Le DJ, regarde pas le salaire horaire. On voit des bandeaux, des darks, des boxers, des beats qui dansent sur le beat en rythme sans muselière. Je crois que le jeudi soir était le jour le plus beau. Les rastas authentiques font la sono du globo. Y'a des ragamuffins, la banlieue des bobos, des ghetto blasters et puis des basses à gogo. Si j'écris cette lettre, c'est pas de la nostalgie, c'est quelques souvenirs qui reviennent aujourd'hui. Et quand on me demande ce que j'ai fait dans la vie, j'étais un apprenti maître de cérémonie. Si j'écris cette lettre, c'est pas de la nostalgie, c'est quelques souvenirs qui reviennent aujourd'hui. Et quand on me demande ce que je fais dans la vie, je suis un apprenti maître de cérémonie. Tu es montré du doigt du fait du macre et l'âge de potin. Ce milicien, il dit qu'une amie des coups de bottin. La Gestapo a fait une rafle devant le Félix Potin. 10 ans plus tard, c'est la guerre froide, les remous en Algérie. Là-bas, il y a McCarthy à l'Est, le pacte de Varsovie. C'est révolutionnaire, printemps de Prague, dans l'Europe, les Spartes. C'est les ouvriers catholiques qui rêvent de la place Saint-Marc. C'était Kennedy, Mandela, Gandhi et Woodstock. Wop, pop, 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 je te transporte à l'époque pop. Smoke dans une banlieue qui n'est pas à 100 lieues. Où les gens des bas-fonds ne savent pas qu'existe de haut lieu. Attaque à ma armée, on bat des médocs à la pharmacie. D'autres s'en mettent dans les veines et regardent la galaxie. Dans ce panorama, drama de Ramadoula, écarte-toi de la gamme. Voilà, ça n'est pas ton karma, voilà.
Ils sont des données dans le big data. Mami Wata, c'est la gata. Nous sommes que des données dans le big data. Mami Wata, c'est la gata. Nous sommes que des données dans le big data. Mami Wata, c'est la gata.
Partielle, elle jubile, c'est fantastique. Puis elle est virée, remplacée par une caisse automatique. Depuis qu'elle est ado, ses biscuits secs en vrac au kilo. Pile char et rocola, un peu d'eau, parfois du sirop. Elle fraude le métro, pas pour la frime, mais c'est les tarots. Elle rêve du barreau, de calmer son dos d'un job de bureau. Alors mon pote s'évade dans la poudre, dans la raya. Il aime tellement les footballeurs, sa femme l'a nommé Zaya. Alors j'envoie des requêtes à Jésus-Christ officiel pour qu'il mette du soleil dans la banlieue à Montfermeil. Protecteur des otaries, grosse bac du Rotary. Iso 24, square 10 d'euros. 91 évry.
Nous sommes que des données dans le big data. Mami Wata, c'est la gata. Nous sommes que des données dans le big data. Mami Wata, c'est la gata. Nous sommes que des données dans le big data. Mami Wata, c'est la gata. Nous sommes que des données dans le big data. Mami Wata, c'est la gata.
For a while.
Greetings.
Greetings.
From a brand new episode of The Cure to Catastrophe here on RadioValencia.fm.
Most of which was completely unintelligible to me.
We open... Which?
All of the French.
Yes. Didn't feel good, though?
I mean, I'm going to France, but I don't speak any French.
Did you mention that?
Except for oui, merde, and non.
What about the opening? I loved the fact that I used AI to translate our opening segment into French. Attends, attends, les portes percevies des Maldoros. Satan. Like, come on. That was really good, Maldoros.
That was pretty funny. Why didn't you have... Did you use the voice emulator thing? Because it didn't sound like you.
So there was an option to clone your own voice, but then it required so much access to my computer that I didn't want to commit to that.
Oh, you didn't want to give AI all the access in the world? Why?
I really didn't. So it's interesting. Let's talk about AI, because closing out that set...
Yeah, AI fucked me.
Hold on. We'll come back to it.
AI screwed me over yesterday.
Okay, let me go back to the beginning. We'll end up at big data. But so we opened up this entire set, which was French, because Maldoror had so much fun putting this together. The week that was super fun as well. Opening it up, we heard Sympathique by Pink Martini off the album of the same name, and that came out in 1997. I will still admit, I love to listen to that album front to back. It's just something you can put on. I just love it.
That's like when Space Age Bachelor Pad lounge music was having a like brief renaissance, because they put out the Rhino put out those compilations, and it brought back like Martin Denny and stuff.
Totally, like the chill compilations and that. Yes, but those were good.
Well, not the chill compilations. They were like seriously. It was called Space Age Bachelor Pad, and it was like it was like cocktail music and French pop. Yeah,
well, I'd like to explore that. Yeah. Anyway, that track is not indicative of what's going on the rest of the album.
When I think of chill compilations, I think of like down-tempo trip-hop with no words that's, faceless and dinner party music.
After Pink Martini, we heard from a Belgian artist, Stromae, who Maldoror and I were talking off-air. To me, he's a little bit of a Benelux David Bowie in terms of how he presents himself. He's incredibly beautiful, both in terms of being masculine and feminine. And anyways, music's terrific. That was Bonne Journée by Stromae, and that is, well wished. But the song's really about, like, get out, so I'm not telling you to get out. After that, we heard The Week That Was, which was brilliantly put together by yours truly.
Get out of the country.
And then
and
we
go
heard a double. Did you say France?
France.
And then we heard from because we will get into the royalty, the kings, the no kings, the queens, the yes queens. We heard from the king of rap in France, MC Solar, Matri de Cérémonie. And after that, Big Data. Both of those were from his 2024 EP called Triptyque, Leur Céleste.
Your French is certainly better than mine.
So Island Girl asked me before the show, why did I use AI instead of just trying to pronounce it? And it's because it's offensive when I do it.
Only if you're French.
So that is the opening set, French because Maldoror. We will move on and move away from that, getting into the kings and the queens and the royalty and no kings. But we ended that last set with Big Data. Maldoror, I want to talk about AI?
Well,
used it to minimal success, but I found the technology clunky. Talked to a friend of mine about it, who I used to develop web... we were old startup people back when people used to still work in living rooms.
Back when creative people would start up things instead of, like, accountants and fucking people who wanted to make billions.
Basically. Yeah. And I remember the technology back then being as clunky as what I experienced, just trying to get our opening... It was super interesting to me.
I'm going to bet they used AI to write their site.
Okay, so tell me what happened with you.
So I'm getting a new phone because I'm going to France.
Did you... So where? Did you mention?
It's at the Verizon store around the corner. It's a 2-minute walk from here.
Oh, you mean France.
So, actually, I called because I was like, I wanted to make sure I had to get the international travel plan because otherwise it's $12 a day. Turn down your back.
Talk about space age.
It's $12 a day to have if you don't get a plan in advance. So I was trying to get the international travel plan, and it's great. My cell carrier, who I've already actually named, damn it, they have a thing where you can get a month-long international travel package, and then it shuts itself off. You don't have to worry about it. So I did that, but I called up, and it didn't connect me to a real person. It connected me to, hi, I'm...
The AI agent.
Bob, your AI assistant. It didn't actually have a name.
Anyone that drives in San Francisco, by the way, sees all of the billboards for AI agents.
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
So this massive cellular company is using an AI assistant to help you. So I went through, and it seemingly he set up my international travel thing, and he confirmed my dates. He's like, you're going from June 16th, which incidentally is tomorrow.
You mean it was reporting your data.
To July 7th. And I said, yes, that is correct. And blah, blah, blah. And they went through that. And then I was also trying to find out if I had the current best plan for myself. And he's like, I don't understand what you're asking. And I'm like,
optimization, motherfucker.
Best plan.
You don't understand optimization,
yeah.
AI? You are it.
I don't understand. I'm like, give me a goddamn person.
That is the essence of you. Anyway, move
give me a goddamn
on.
Person. Okay, so I got just, a person, you know, perfectly what? Lovely lady. I think she was in India. She was awesome. And she, in less time than I'd fucked around on the phone tree, informed me that A, the AI guy had gotten the months wrong and wasn't starting my international plan until a week after I got back in July.
Right. And in the meantime, you're talking to her while she's in India and her brother is in a pit somewhere digging for the very valuable minerals that make this very iPhone that you're complaining about.
AI fucked me on. I would have gotten there and been like, it would have charged me $12 a day, and then for the international plan a month later.
I just wonder I wonder if people think it's as sophisticated as it's being represented. So
they do, and it's not. That was a basic ass date error. There were numbers involved. It should have gotten that right.
It seems like the only thing the state can get right lately is, you know, surveillance and fascism. Really? You guys are going to have to up your game.
Not a parade.
Just saying. Wow.
Oh, incidentally, she also did two other things for me.
I'm feeling the pressure of King Rat right now, whether or not he's listening.
She also got me a better plan. The human. And, oh, by the way, if you switch to this better plan, you get a free new iPhone 16. So I'm going to go pick up a phone after this, so I'll have a good camera when I go to France tomorrow.
Are you going to France?
And Italy and the UK.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you did all that French stuff.
I'm thinking of you always, Maldoror.
How could you not?
How little do you appreciate this fine production value, which is only available on The Cure to Catastrophe?
Which we're going to have to put on hold for a month. But we're live today.
Are we doing it live because of your French sabbatical?
Yes.
Did you mention where you were going?
The south of France.
And Italy. And but now,
this is called...
You suggested royalty.
Oh, yeah, I suggested a theme
of World Protest Day.
My mind is elsewhere, honestly. And my mom is here. Mom Drawer is sitting over here in the corner, not yet on a microphone. But my mom is visiting because she'll be cat sitting for me for a month while I'm abroad
in France. We are so happy to have Mom Drawer back in town, back in studio, anytime we can.
So, Mom is here. I'm supposed to be training some guy, but I was 15 minutes late, so maybe he got huffy and left. I don't know.
Is this a therapy session? Like, what's going on right
now? I was
going
to be very distracted, so I was like, you know what? We should pick a theme, because you love themes. It makes life easy for you, and I dislike themes, but it does make life easier. And so I was like, well, you know what?
For someone who dislikes themes, you pick a lot of them.
Well, because you've never picked one ever.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You're questioning my proactivity?
No, I'm just questioning your ability to come up with an original theme. Anyway, I picked kings and royalty.
Listen, who's the beta here?
And prince.
It's really hard to tell.
Anyway, so
okay,
yeah.
Is that what you picked in the 11th hour?
Yeah, it was basically, you know, there were nationwide no kings protests yesterday. The opinions expressed on this show do not reflect that of Radio Valencia. Yeah. Dot.
But they really don't. Except they do.
But they
don't.
Except for the people who painted our walls.
We're not even expressing any views right now. So.
Anyway. There was a failure parade yesterday where not even 100,000 people showed up to be in the sweaty rain, and it was miserable and no fun for everyone. At least it went on all day.
But which parade is that then?
The Army birthday parade. slash dipshit birthday. No, Bastille. Oh, yeah. It was inspired by the Bastille Day parades in France.
And so while the rest of the nation...
Was somewhere between 5 and 9 million people protested the current situation with our idiot government. They definitely didn't have between 5 and 9 million people out on the garden there at in Washington. So, anyway, you know, some people really care about the size of things, and Little Hands is one of them. So, yeah, it was a shameful thing. At least cost our taxpayers $45 million for a feeble clank, watching tanks roll down fucking Pennsylvania Avenue.
This is interesting.
Anyway, we should move on.
Should we? Yeah. About what the taxpayers are also paying for. There was a Democratic congresswoman who came up with this amendment to a bill. Apparently, the Secretary of Defense was lobbying to use taxpayer funds to create a makeup, like a makeup lounge for himself.
This Hegseth?
I have the whole clip.
King Rad is hating us so much.
I know. Anyway, the point was that every Republican voted against her. Like, everyone voted against her when she was like, no, you shouldn't be able to use taxpayer dollars for a makeup lounge. Secretary of Defense. Really interesting times that we're in here, but these views do not express those of RadioValencia.fm.
Right.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, and I think this episode is going to be terrifically put together at the end once you edit all of this out.
This is a band I don't really like, but the song was incredibly appropriate. It's called Idiot Kings by Soul Coughing.
Let's go. This is The Cure to Catastrophe
on Radio Valencia.
.fm.
price of my love's not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea, which you hurl in the sea when you see me go by. Why so sad? Remember, we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back soon, you'll see. You'll remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You'll remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. You say our love is draining and you can't go on. Subject, my loyal, royal subject, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You'll be back like before. I will fight the fight and win the war. For your love, for your praise, and I'll love you till my dying days. When you're gone, I'll go mad. So don't throw away this thing we have. Cause when push comes to shove, I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love. Da 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 da.
Leading them on, that you lay it right down. But it could have been me, and it could have been me.
the background music is a bit ponderous.
You're listening to The Care to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where I mention that someone looks like a Belgian David Bowie, and then we end up with David Bowie.
Well, yeah, because that was my set, so it was good.
You didn't enjoy the French aspect?
No, actually, I did. That was fun.
That was really nice music.
I'm looking forward to listening to the intro again when I'm not busy trying to, you know, get this operation off the ground.
It's really hard to push those buttons.
Not for me.
You're so good at it. Tell us about your set. That was good.
We heard Idiot Kings from Soul Coughing. I forgot who recommended that to me online. Oh, fuck. Chill out. Just the whole protest thing yesterday. It was like, this reminds me of Idiot Kings from Soul Coughing. It's the perfect song for this. And I was like, I don't even know that song, so I'll play it on my radio show. middle song of the set, though, was King George III from the Hamilton original cast soundtrack singing You'll Be Back. It's funny, when I was reading something about it, Dan Rather sent that out this morning.
Dan Rather,
I'm on his like mailing list. It's an oasis of like sanity in the mountain of bullshit we live in. Anyway, he on Sundays he tries to send out something, or something festive or a reason to smile or whatever. And today's was that song from Hamilton. I'm like, perfect, thank you. But although he described it as Beatles-esque, and I'm like, that was a Queen song, buddy. He's from Texas. He's from Texas. What does he know?
How old is Dan Rather?
He's
now?
Like 84.
So I'm going to say still good. Like, who's doing his copy editing? In fact, I mean, that's probably.
No, he has. There's definitely a staff running this, whatever it is, Substack or whatever it is. And yeah, we rounded out the set with Queen Bitch by David Bowie because, in lieu of actually thinking about this show in advance, we're doing a theme.
That's you.
Yes.
Clearly.
Everything is me.
I use
everything is computer. Everything is me.
It's not. Everything is otherwise AI generated. Yeah. We had a terrific week that was.
But which was not AI generated.
Are you going to echo the French sentiment at any point in this episode? We're just going to stick with... Because I feel like Kings and Queens are so obviously... bound up in French history.
Well, they were bound up and then beheaded. Yeah. But I mean, that's why the whole parade thing was so hilarious. Is dumb fuck doesn't know that. He's like, I want to have a military parade after he saw one for the Bastille Day. It's like, you don't know why they had Bastille Day, but it was to cut off the head of their king. The people stormed the goddamn yeah. Anyway,
history lessons. What happened to history?
People watch too much TV. People stop.
It's not even TV anymore.
See, I feel like America's decline more or less started when people started spending 6 to 8 hours a day watching television. You know, instead of learning to play the piano or reading books or whatever.
I disagree. I feel like it's made us
passive.
I feel like it's more. Like when the corporations realized that our attention was something that was for sale. And our provocations, our inclinations was something... And then, right? And then our mind space became something that they had to purchase or... I'm just saying, I feel like it's a step past what you're saying. I don't think TV was bad. Because remember, think about TV shows and how they used to come on at a certain time. You had to commit to that. I'm serious.
Or you missed it forever.
That was it. And remember commercial breaks. Like, you used to get up and hustle and you're like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Or you'd like heat your nachos in the microwave if you were a latchkey kid. Or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But there were you couldn't...
You know what's pathetic?
So many aspects of our modern life, but go on, Maldoror.
I like watching some of the streaming channels that have commercials because it has built-in breaks, and I could, and I'm used to that. And like, I'm like, oh, I could get up, go to the bathroom, and make popcorn and whatever. I could also pause it.
Yes,
but I like the. I don't know.
I just think
trained by lifetime.
You can complain about TV, but I feel the way that television was administrated, right? It was benefiting both advertising and local industry, but the content, I'm just saying it was so different. Everything
I'm not saying that's the only reason, but it's coincidental with the... America was at the tip-top of its game, and then televisions became ubiquitous in every home, and we're not anymore. And that happened more or less at the same time. It's definitely a factor. It makes people more passive. You get used to being entertained instead of entertaining yourself.
So it's fascism. Anyway, so on this episode of The Cure to Catastrophe, where we do have Mom Drawer somewhere in the house, she's actually like floating around the Mission District, which
She just went for a walk.
She just peeled off. Yeah, she's like, I gotta go. I gotta get out of here.
She's all rocking away on her cane.
She's so awesome. She walks like faster than I do.
She
cruises.
She's 77. She took a tumble, so that's why she's got the cane. Normally, she doesn't use the cane, but she had to get a cortisone shot in her knee, and she got a big bruise and shit.
I think it's because the grandkids can't pick up after themselves. But I'm not going
to. And she still came here to house sit my cat for 3 weeks. So
talk about royalty.
Although
talk about the queen.
She's also escaping the 110 degree heat of Las Vegas for 3 weeks.
Well, she should get some benefit.
Yeah.
We'll continue on this theme of honoring our queens in this next segment.
She's the mother of a saint.
We'll talk about that too, because it's always about Maldoror here on The Cure to Catastrophe. Opening it up, we'll hear a remix. Unionis, I really hope you guys are listening to this on a sound system that has like a delicious bass aspect to it.
So you mean your phone?
I hope it's not on your phone. We'll hear a remix, Lord Royals. We'll also hear from Halsey. This whole thing is a female vocalist, Maldor.
I knew you were going to play Lord.
Favorite.
Although I also expect you to play fucking King of Pain, which I hate that song. I specifically forbade you from playing Two Princes because it's goddamn earworm.
Oh, Two Princes.
Yeah.
That would be the worst earworm.
I didn't want to ban two songs.
You're totally right.
It's not my place to censor, but.
Well, let's see what comes up.
Please don't play King of Pain. Please don't play King of Pain.
Let's see what comes up in the third segment. I'm really excited.
Okay, this is Maldoror's Curated Catastrophe.
No, it isn't.
We said it was all about me.
No, it isn't. God. Please go back to your therapist. We're going to open this up.
I canceled this month. I'm going to France.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell you canceled it. Oh no, Maldoror, female vocalists.
Okay, off we go.
Radio Valencia. FM.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in movies. And I'm not proud of my dress. In the throne of town, no postcode envy. But every song's like crazy. Breakups dripping in the back of Princeton's ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We are a couple of affairs.
sick of all this noise, tired of all these cameras flashing, sick of being poised. These walls down, you're gonna get bruised. Now my neck is so open wide, begging for a fist around it. Already choking on my pride, so there's no use crying about it. There's no use crying about it. There's no use crying about it. Straight for the castle. They wanna make me their queen. And there's an old man sitting on the throne there, saying that I probably shouldn't be so mean. I'm headed straight for the castle. We've got the kingdom locked up. And there's an old man sitting on the throne there, saying I should probably keep my pretty mouth shut. They've got the kingdom locked up. And there's an old man sitting on a throne there, saying I should probably keep my pretty mouth shut. Straight for the castle.
Prince John.